So our scripture reading today comes from that one of those ancient hymns that people probably sang as they traveled to the temple in Jerusalem. They were filled with joy and anticipation because this was the place where God lives. That's what they believed, that the temple was really the place where God lived. And so they knew that when they got there and they joined with everyone else to worship God, they would experience the presence of the living God. The temple was the holy place where they touched and felt the sacred. So I want to ask all of us the question that I was asking the children a few minutes ago. Where do you think God lives? Where do you know you can find God? Connect with the holy and touch the sacred. Is there a place in your life where you know that all you have to do is get there, be there, and you can pretty much count on seeing or hearing or feeling divine presence? I realize not everybody has experiences of a place like that, but many of us have. You might not even identify it in quite the way that I've just said, but if you reflect on it right now, you might recognize it as a holy place. The Celtic mystics call this a thin place, a place where the veil between this world and the other that the children were telling us about, the veil is so thin that it's so close. We feel it. Sometimes we can see it. The Celtic teacher John Philip Newell describes a thin place as a place where there is transparency so we can see through our present reality to the sacredness that is everywhere, in everything, in everyone. So it's not a place where we need to stay in order to be with God, but it's a place to renew that inner seeing, a place to remember what we sometimes forget, where we're reminded of the sacredness within ourselves and with all others. One of those places for Karen and me is a retreat center outside of Nanaimo called Bethlehem Retreat Center. I don't know if anybody else has ever been there, have you? A few of you have, yeah. Karen and I have enjoyed many retreats there over the last 30 years. And we were talking about it the other day, and Karen was saying, you know, from the moment my feet touch the gravel of that driveway, I can feel God's presence. As soon as she hears the crunch of the gravel under her feet, she knows God is with her, and she is in the presence of the holy. So where does God live? Well, many of us have heard the old saying, home is where the heart is. And the children knew it too. Where does God live? Well, many places. And certainly within us, within our very selves, our hearts. The ancient nomads, whose poetry we read even today, learned that God could be with them way up on the mountain, or crossing seas or rivers, through fire and clouds in the sky, journeying through the wilderness, and of course, in the glorious temple where they could come as pilgrims each year. At some level, we know the deep truth that God is with us, all of us, wherever we are. But those special thin places remind us when we forget. They allow us to see again through all the distracting realities of life that the sacred presence is all around us, so that we treasure those thin places and we search for them. So what is your thin place? Think of it right now. Maybe you're sitting in it right now. Where is your thin place, your holy place, where you know and feel that God is with you? The amazing thing is that we can even create such places in our lives. God doesn't require us to go to a designated holy place, like a church, or a retreat center, or Naramata, or that special spot on the lake, or on the dike, or in our garden. We can create those spaces in our everyday lives, in our homes, even our workplaces, that remind us of the sacred wherever we are. We can gather reminders of the beauty of creation. We can gather the Holy Scriptures or other sacred words, pictures and art and candles and lamps and fabrics and fragrances and other objects to create altars, holy corners where we're invited into God's presence and remember God's presence. Our overall sense of well-being can be improved when we see our ordinary surroundings as sacred containers for spiritual connection. We can be intentional about reminding ourselves that. So we can curate space in our home in a way that has significant mental and spiritual health benefits. All of our senses taking in information, and each one, what we see, what we hear, what we breathe, what we smell, has direct impact on our wellness. So often we don't take notice or adjust to our surroundings to create a better environment for our state of mind, for our spirits. So this week, we're inviting everyone to imagine that the spaces where we live can be our sacred spaces. If we pay attention to how they make us feel and perhaps make some effort to improve that in some way, So that instead of we think, oh no, I still got to do those dishes, or that floor is dirty, or oh, I need to fix that thing. Some simple changes in our surroundings can remind us instead, oh, I'm not alone. The Holy is here. I am in God's presence right now. It might be as simple as lighting a candle or a lamp or tidying up one shelf or gathering a few precious objects in a place where we can see them every day. Just as Jesus used the ordinary items of bread and wine that were part of their regular meal to remind us of God's sacred, powerful love, the ordinary places in our lives, the ordinary things in our lives, can become sacred places that touch us with holiness and remind us of our sacredness and the sacredness of all people. For we are not alone, friends. God is with us. Thanks be to God. Amen.